College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Kevin Love is a buyout candidate after being dealt to the Utah Jazz in a three-way deal. Multiple reports say he is likely to be bought out by the Jazz. Does a Kevin Love homecoming make sense for the Cavs?
Why not? He's still in shape.
Why do you laugh at that? People on the internet, very, very big excited about this.
Yeah. How many 2016 Cavs members are we going to get in this team?
We would only have one.
Again, how many 2016 Cavs members are we going to get in this team?
One. Or two.
Can we make that another one? If LeBron comes, I want Kevin Love here. I want everyone under the sun to be here, okay?
Tristan's still a free agent.
I want everyone to
Iman?
Be here.
He did pretty well in the divorce.
Sure. If you want to bring Richard Jefferson back too out of the broadcast booth, why not? Maybe he becomes the exclusive broadcaster now, and we just get as many 2016 connections as
why
we possibly
are you looking
can.
Down on this? This was Kevin Love's big role.
I think it's a fun idea. LeBron comes back, Kevin Love. It's just like when Bronny will be on the roster as well. I think Kevin Love being the new what has to happen if LeBron comes back is a nice little touch.
No, Kevin Love is the new James Jones. He's the guy that sits, he claps harder
that's
than
so
anyone.
That's insulting to Kevin Love, though.
That's who he, by I the just, way, that's who he was in Miami
I know,
last
I
year.
I don't know why Kevin Love is hanging on for so long. I mean, I think it's just because he's in shape and he can still play. He's in better shape now than when he was in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not saying much.
I know, but isn't that surprising? Like, he legitimately looks like he's in really good shape right now. He can still play.
I mean, the vet min is $3 million a year, about $3.5 million a year. I'd take that to sit on as a 15th man on a bench on a winning team. Hell yeah. I think he's going to end up with the Lakers. But my only problem with this stylistically is I would love a developmental big off the bench. So that is something I would like long term.
There is a difference, though, and I feel like, I don't know, we just don't talk about it enough. Like when baseball players are old and then they sign up to do that thing where you get to play like on Sunday games when everyone else takes a rest and then you get like at-bats here and there.
The Will Wilson day of the week.
Yeah, but you're still actually playing in those games. Like you're still doing it. Like Kevin Love is going to get... He'll be the cheerleader. He'll be a designated cheerleader. I just don't know how much fun that is for these guys.
It seems pretty fun.
It seems like a lot of fun.
Spending a lot of time on Instagram. He's pretty good at that.
I have a theory on that, too. There's no way. Like, he had a great tweet after this was all said and done, this trade today. It was something about being a math equation or something like that.
Yeah.
Kevin Love's not making these tweets. Somebody else is making these tweets.
Why?
What do you mean, why? You know why. There's no way
Are
Kevin
you saying
Love,
he's not clever
after
enough?
Being traded, is sitting there and coming up with Instagram jabs. And then also you see the other content that he's putting out there.
Okay, but,
you think that's Kevin Love doing
okay,
that?
But here's,
someone's doing this on his behalf.
But why?
What do you mean, why?
Like,
athletes have this stuff all the time. Athletes have all sorts of people that run their social media accounts.
Yeah, but like, okay, yes, the person actually doing it is actually really, really good. And they like follow Kevin's sense of humor. So that I'm assuming that's not cheap. Like, why would you do that to this extent?
People do it all the time. All sorts of athletes have it. Derek Queen, they asked him in an interview the other day about like updating his profile on LinkedIn. And he was like, because it was a funny little jab. And they're like, so how'd you come up with that? And he was like, I pay people for that.
It's too dismissive of Kevin Love. I don't love it.
Omaha!
That was too on the nose from you.
I think it was right.
I don't love a Kevin Love take. A little too on the nose, was it not? Yeah, no chance.
Like you love
no
it.
Chance. I do love it. No chance he's creating it. No chance. All right. I don't know if I love this or hate this, but I want you to decide for us, okay? Deshaun Watson and his longtime girlfriend. They got married on July 3rd now. All the Instagram stuff came out in the past 24 hours or so, the videos of it. They are flashing their diamond wedding bands in the snaps, and she showed off a wedding band that actually is worth $2.5 million. And a lot of Browns fans were like, nice to know we paid for that engagement ring, and they got all upset by it. You can make an argument Deshaun Watson used the Texans' money for the $2.5 million engagement money. I'm not sure. But our congratulations in order for Deshaun Watson and his new wife.
Sure.
Don't sound too happy for the new couple.
I mean, it's great. It's the best thing you ever do.
Yeah.
Also, I think
he looked very happy. He did wear orange in his suit, by the way.
I don't think 2.5 million. I think you got to wait for that ring until the 20-year anniversary.
Marrying Deshaun Watson. Wait, why waiting for 20-year anniversary? That man's got a lot of paying up and really expensive gifts to make sure that relationship is anywhere close to right.
Because if she leaves you, then she's going to leave you with that $2.5 million ring?
I think she's earned it.
How?
Staying with Deshaun Watson. Through everything Deshaun Watson went through, that's where
that's gotta be Kobe tough Bryant with the millions
got,
of dollars.
Kobe Bryant got Vanessa the $4 million ring, and that was back in like 2003.
He cheated on her.
What do you think Deshaun did, Nick?
I think he had a fun time.
Yeah, okay.
And got sued a bunch.
It's worth more than $2.5 million to me.
The Kevin Durant trade is...
Belichick's buying $9 million properties, and he's loyal to his girlfriend, apparently.
There's none of that that is worth that. That's all I'm going to tell
you. The game's moved on.
This ain't Pretty Woman, all right? Kevin Durant trade is official. It's a seven-teamer. Are you a fan of 17 trades?
Easy now. Seven-teamers?
Yeah. No, we're not talking about Belichick's girlfriend anymore.
Am I a fan of seven-teamers?
No, we're talking about 17 trades. Are you a fan of 17 trades?
I don't like when it involves a quarter of the league. No, I think that's too many. But this is kind of proof to the idea that you can always make it work. People are calling up, and they're so worried about the second apron, and they're so worried about the new ramifications attached to all this stuff. It's like, if you want a deal to be done bad enough, you can find a way to get a deal done.
I think they're ridiculous. I think they're ostentatious, and I do find them mildly amusing. I think the reaction, I think it was Lebatard, was like, oh, these aren't good for the NBA. And I'm like, how is it hurting the NBA? In what way is a 7-team trade, which is ridiculous, and it's got a bunch of guys, one guy's named Rocco Zaharski. Yeah, that's not going anywhere. He was the 45th pick in the draft. He's from Australia. Some GMs just got in on these just to be in on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cheeky.
Well, if you want to curb this, well, the simple answer is it's sitting right in front of them that they'll never do. Why make the money match in NBA trades?
Something about cheap owners getting upstaged by rich owners.
Exactly right. Yeah. So we should just get rid of that completely and then just make whatever trade you want to make be available to be able to be made. And whatever team gets left with the bag gets left with.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The back.
It sounds like socialism to me, but billionaires would never.
Omaha! All right, Travis Kelce was on Bussin' with the Boys, and he has a plan for what teams should do with Travis Hunter this upcoming season.
I don't know how they're going to divvy it out. I don't know if, because teams are going to be going after him.
Right.
They're going to try and make his day miserable. Dude, if he plays corner, they're going to run deep balls at him all day. They're going to run the wide receivers just take off on him all day just to try and get his, him tired. I'm like, why wouldn't you just attack him that way?
I think it makes a lot of sense. Now, I wonder if they do deploy this, if it starts to be the case where then Travis Hunter says, okay, maybe I don't need to play defense all the time. But didn't college teams, it's different in the NFL, obviously, but I imagine college teams would have tried this against him as well.
All right, here's the thing. Doesn't Travis Hunter have to show something in an NFL game before teams start to game plan for him? Well, you're game planning against an idea. You don't have any NFL tape on him.
Yeah, you might want him out there at receiver if it doesn't go well.
Yeah, you know, well, and that's the other thing. He's still a fairly raw player on offense. He's got really good instincts, but he's a young player on defense as well, even if he's got more experience there. Man, Travis Kelce is putting the cart before the horse here. Like, let the kid go out there, and then, because even then, guys, he's a cornerback. Oh, so How much do you game plan for a cornerback other than we're not going to throw to that side of the field?
Okay, but Travis only's got 1 year to play with, so that's why he's in an interesting little scope here, right? If he's going to retire after this upcoming season, and I would bet good money that he does, he has to treat Travis Hunter as if he is already accomplished, because you don't want to have the one time you play him, you get burned by Travis Hunter. I think it's a good game plan.
I think it's incredibly premature.
Easy now.
Omaha!
Coming off a nice little road trip with the family to Western Michigan and the beach there.
Yeah, we're on the mitten, were you?
Let's see. This is the mitten.
Yeah.
About here.
Ooh.
About my pinky knuckle.
Ooh. Okay.
What is your favorite road trip snack?
Oh, I'm not much of a snacker on road trips. We usually, we'll stop and then we'll just do a whole lunch or a whole meal and then I'll get right back on the road. Most recent road trip though, I did have a gas station version of a Slurpee.
Mm.
And I loved it because it was, first off, I love Slurpees. I just do. And also then it takes you like a half hour, 45 minutes to drink. So you feel like you're doing something while also passing time.
So I didn't do sweets this year, but it was interesting. Each one of my daughters had a different favorite one that they picked up. Ness had a different one. And then I'm just tried and true. Give me jerky. Give me jerky or Smokies.
I was thinking jerky for a second.
And we actually, I will say, I was a little peckish on the way up. And then, again, kind of getting that hunger, that sugar urge on road trips. And Cabela's. We stopped at Cabela's and mm-hmm. we got some of the big brand jerky. It was actually really good.
I saw the Facebook post.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you. All about Cabela's.
I got more pics from Cabela's than I did your actual trip.
Oh, I don't think you were looking. No,
I wasn't looking terribly hard.
It just
popped up. I was like, oh, that's a lot of Cabela's pics. I thought it was going to be like basically everything you do this trip. I was going to get like 27 million photos. And then I felt like I got like, I don't know, like a couple other and that was it.
It's actually what I did. Something I was trying to do a better job of was instead of taking pictures and then just doing the bulk Facebook dump afterwards, I tried to like, all right, here's dinner. Or if it was like a special dinner or here's like a day at the beach. That way I could just have it segmented different as well. It actually helped me remember the trip more.
Okay.
It really did.
Yeah, whatever works for you.
The beef jerky. Undefeated.
What'd your kids get?
One was the animal crackers. Two was Twizzlers, the pull and peel. And I don't remember the third one.
What's the pull and peel?
Oh, it's like the cherry Twizzlers where they have like 9 wires put together.
Oh, man. I've been out of the Twizzler game for too long.
I got to tell you.
What are these wires you're talking about?
One of the reasons why your boy just stopped sugar cold is because I went down a cherry Twizzler rabbit hole before the cabin and during the cabin that was going to lead to actual diabetes. And I was like, you know what? We're going to hang up the jersey for a bit.
That's a good glow up for Twizzlers.
Diabetes?
Twizzlers.
Okay, all right. Anthony Castrovince Twizzler tells us who's to blame with the Guardians in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.